This is Today in History. On October 23, 2002, about 40 Chechen rebels stormed a Moscow theater, taking at least 700 people hostage. After 3 days, Russian special forces raided the theater using a narcotic gas to subdue the terrorists. The incident ended with most of the rebels and more than 120 hostages dead. On this day in 1942, during World War II, the British 8th Army under Field Marshal Bernard Montgomery began the Second Battle of El Alamein in Egypt. It was a critical offensive that would eventually lead to the surrender of the German and Italian armies in North Africa. On this day in 1956, a spontaneous student demonstration in Budapest grew into the beginnings of the Hungarian Revolution against Soviet domination. After initially announcing a willingness to negotiate, the Soviet government changed its mind and moved to crush the popular uprising, installing a new pro-Soviet government the following January. On this day in 1958, Russian poet and novelist Boris Pasternak was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature following the publication of his novel Dr. Zhivago. The book was banned in the Soviet Union as anti-socialist. Fearful of losing his citizenship if he traveled to Stockholm to accept the prize, Pasternak was forced to refuse the honor. On this day in 1983, a suicide bomber drove a truck packed with explosives into the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut, killing 241 U.S. military personnel. In 2003, Sun Meiling, wife of the Republic of China leader Chiang Kai-shek, died at the age of 105. I'm Dave DeForest with Today in History.